The Little Yeti Detective. Once upon a twinkling snowflake kingdom, there lived a 6-year-old girl named Lily. She had heard many stories about the mysterious yetis that were said to roam the icy mountains. The grown-ups often used the word abominable to describe them, but Lily wasn't quite sure what that meant. It did sound rather scary, and the only other time she heard that word was when Daddy saw his phone bill and made a funny face. One chilly afternoon, Lily put on her warmest coat, a hat with the fluffiest pom-pom, and mittens that made her hands look like fluffy paws. "I'm going to discover the truth about yetis," she declared with a giggle. With a magnifying glass in one mitten and a notepad in the other, she began her adventure into the snowy hills behind her house. As she trudged through the sparkling snow, she scribbled notes and drew pictures of anything that looked unusual. Snowy footprints. A tuft of white fur stuck to a tree branch, a soft rumbling sound somewhere in the distance. Finally, she saw a large shadow moving against the white blanket of snow. Lily gasped. There, in front of her, was a giant creature with kind eyes and a shy smile. It was a yeti. But it didn't look abominable at all. It looked fluffy. "Are you abominable?" Lily asked, her voice full of curiosity. The yeti chuckled, a warm sound that melted some of the snow around them. "Only when I haven't had my morning snowberries," it said with a wink. Lily giggled and sat down in the snow, the yeti joining her. "You're just a big, friendly snow pal," she concluded, scribbling in her notepad. "Definitely less abominable than Daddy's phone bill." And so Lily returned home with a new friend and an exciting tale. For her, abominable now meant a warm hug from a yeti friend and an adventure to remember forever.